On our program, we're going to visit with Sarah Bain. Sarah is the executive director for the Hospital Foundation.
Yes.
Thanks. This has been, it's been a while. I mean, not a while since we last visited, but you've been tied in with the Hospital Foundation for quite a few years. I don't want to say quite a few. We've worked together on a lot of things in the past.
So. Jim, the years are flying by, aren't they?
We're talking about kids, things like that.
And your grandkids.
Yeah, now grandkids in here too.
Yeah.
Hospital Foundation, you know, and I remember when we always, Boone County, and for those that are into the history of it, you got to go back to S.L. Moore.
Yes.
Really, because he wanted healthcare. Mm-hmm. He wanted a facility. And so he made dollars available, land available, and that's how it really got started. Kind of went away for a while, but we are a county hospital. But still, the foundation has been integral in helping to continue things growing.
Absolutely. There's a rich history definitely there in regard to the hospital itself and the legacy behind it. And then the foundation started in the early 90s, really with some passionate employees and board members who really wanted to start the foundation to create an opportunity to give back to the hospital in a variety of ways. And so, again, it was established well when I came on board mm-hmm. in 2005. And over the last almost 20 years, we've...
I think of that. Yeah. But look at how it's grown over the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot, but it does take a lot of work to grow a foundation, especially, you know, a lot of people just don't think about it right away unless they're directly impacted as a rule.
Absolutely. Well, and it's funny because I maybe have even said this on the show before, but I remember when I started, we would run what we have had in our endowment is kind of typical of what we have in our checking account these days. So, you know, we've grown by about $1 million. And all along the way, we've been able to give back to the hospital about an average of, I just figured out the last few years, about an average of $180,000 a year. Plus, we still have other reserves in the mm-hmm. event that the hospital was to need something. We have that available.
Do you have people that will ask you, and I know you've got board members will wonder too, because, and we've talked about capital campaigns before, a lot of foundations will do that, a capital campaign, but usually you've got a goal, something in mind. We do it, you've got projects. I mean, projects yes. really is what we kind of focus on.
Yes, we did the endowment campaign back in 2014, which is now 10 years ago,
yes.
hard to believe. And we've been talking about a capital campaign off and on the last 5 years. There's just been changes, obviously, mm-hmm. with Joe retiring and Michaela coming on board as our CEO, and just a variety of different things. How do we want to approach the building and the facility to make it the best possible impact for many years to come and serve mm-hmm. the community best? So there's a lot of questions there, but I think that we ultimately at some point would like to do a capital campaign. But in the meantime, yes, you are absolutely right. We've been focusing on projects and what we can do from a larger scale to help with our services and just get, again, state-of-the-art equipment in there, update the facility in places that we can do that, and yeah. just keep growing that way.
I think one of the things a lot of people may not realize, but one of the core annual contribution is employees, and the hospital is one of the larger employers, if not the largest here in the city or in the county. But I don't know. Okay, maybe Fairway's got more people around the state.
I think we're in the top three.
Yeah,
I think that's safe to say. Yeah. Schools, hospital, Fairway. Yeah.
So, but your employees are real good about contributing. And I know that's one of those challenges, reminding them every year. And they do contribute a lot.
They do. We average about $20,000 a year from our staff alone. And I think that that speaks volumes to, obviously, their commitment to the goals and values behind the importance of what the hospital's mission is, but also, again, what they value in what they're doing every single day. And every time we go out to the community, we can say, hey, we have this support from our employees, and we're really grateful for that. And, of course, I would love to continue to grow that. Yeah. There's an opportunity there too, but the impact is significant, and we're really, really grateful for all they do.
For a lot of the employees, I'm thinking a lot of them are thinking, okay, if we do this and then we've got this coming up, and you know, it's like they're contributing to one of those projects.
Right.
A lot of times.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They see the value in it for sure.
All right. Let's talk a little. And I know you got some great corporate support as well out there. Contributions on an annual basis. And again, without doing a capital campaign, you do get more and more people. And I know you got bequests, things like that. And people will. And if they want to find out more about those, there are ways to find out. You got a number of people that can help.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you spoke of the corporate sponsors. Yes, our corporate sponsorship every year continues to grow in numbers, both in volume of how many corporate sponsors we have, but also, of course, then in dollars. Mm-hmm. And so I think our latest number this year was $42,000 in support just from corporate sponsors. And then we do have the opportunity across the board from people could do a recurring gift, or they could do an estate gift. And we are going to have, I think that we've talked a little bit on here too, that we have a podcast now through the hospital that has started, in Shelley Graybaugh, who's on my board president, is going to do a program later on in the year about how people can give to the foundation through year-end giving, through IRAs, and that type of thing.
You've always talked about smart giving anyway for a number of years, whether even before I think you were director for the foundation, but there was things, different projects we were involved with back then. Yeah. But smart giving is one of the things. You could give to, you know, $10 to 10 things, or you can give $100 to one thing.
Yeah.
Which has the bigger impact, I guess.
Yes, 100%. And you're absolutely right. And again, it kind of goes back to that word values keeps coming up and what people value the most, because then they can make a greater impact. So rather than doing 10, $25 checks that make maybe a minimal impact, they can pick one place that is really significant to them and make a $250 or $2,500 or whatever it is, make it a bigger impact that way.
So, or you can give a whole bunch to a lot of them. That's fine, too.
Okay.
We'll say good. Help with that. I know one of the things you've done a number of different events every year, at the Harvest Festival, and we have a new one coming up that you're going to be looking at here.
Yes. So in regard to events, we definitely took some time this year and really sat down and went through some return on investment and really took a close look at what we were doing with our events, and we really felt that the community impact was really important. People from a variety of different, you know, backgrounds and just different people are coming to our events. We feel they're engaged, they're getting the message about what we're doing at the hospital, and of course through the foundation, and then they're also helping make an impact. So we continue to do the five events that we have each year. And then we started down the path with the Project Be the Light is our latest program. Again, I think I talked a little bit about it last time, but it's a
you guys are just really getting into doing some of the serious fundraising for that.
Yes, this year we have been. And so really what the impact behind that is that we're raising dollars to give back to families who are experiencing a cancer diagnosis, up to a $5,000 gift, which they get to use towards anything that really is needed. It can be medical bills, mortgage payments, anything that's kind of, you know, it might be just a financial crisis that they're experiencing right in that time period, that they're able to have just a little bit of relief through that.
Because anybody who, and most families have, to one form or another, been impacted some way by somebody with cancer. But it really helps the. I mean, there's a challenge there when things come up, and how am I going to deal with this? Get rid of some of that stress. Help them out with this, and that's what Be the Light is all about.
Yes, absolutely. So yes, we've had several smaller events. We had our first award made to a local couple, and then we have a Project Be the Light pickleball tournament coming up. I know we're jumping on that train because everybody else is, so why not?
But you got a lot of people that like to And we'll help come and support it for this, too. But this is going to be fun.
Yeah, I think so, too. So we're going to have that right before Pufferbilly Days, the 19th and 20th of September. So we'll kind of feed into that weekend and hopefully get a lot of participation. People will have to pre-register. We're literally just putting the information out. We put the signs up today out on the pickleball courts, and we are getting the registration sent out on all the different modes and different platforms.
So my question is, how big of a tournament? Hey, this is going to be your first time doing this, I'm guessing.
Yes. I am a novice player, so I'm learning. I'm trying to get out there and learn how to play so that I know how to run this thing. But, you know, it's not my first rodeo, so to speak, in terms of doing some trying to plan something that I don't know a whole lot about.
So, oh, you got friends. There are plenty of friends that will step up.
Yes, yes.
So that's good.
Yep.
And those that do start to get signed up for it and want to be a part of it, that's good, too. The sooner they get signed up and become involved with it, better. We can get things laid out.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It is a two-day tournament, so we're able to accommodate up to, right now we're planning and hoping for 64 teams of two. I know, it's a lot, but we can run 32, we're hoping, I think, teams through on one day. I hope I'm saying all my numbers right as I'm sitting here saying this. It seems like a lot, but ultimately, at the end of the day, what we want everybody to know, too, is that when they go to register, they're directly impacting this program. So a lot of pickleball tournaments are $10, $20 to enter. Mm-hmm. This is a little more of an investment. So it is $100 for the pair, so $50 per person. Everybody's going to walk away with a visor, so they'll have a little pickleball visor that they can use for hopefully many years to come to remember the event. But the impact and the ripple of that donation will go a long ways into our program.
Okay. That's the big thing. The bottom line is we are feeding the Let Be the Light program.
Correct.
And that's the big thing. So we're going to have a kind of a glow event going.
Yes.
Like you did the glow water bottles. I still have a hard time with mine. I'm just saying. No, it works good, but I have to remember that I got to squeeze it.
Oh.
And then I had to show somebody. I said, look, the top does glow at night.
Uh-huh.
Oh, surprised.
That's awesome. It should change color, too, so hopefully it's working for you.
Get all that whole thing going. Anyway, but Project Be the Light, again, this is one thing really that you guys are really focusing on. To the more that we raise for that, obviously the more families you can help.
Yes.
Do you have right now just a set number that you're looking at per year, or if we raise a lot more money, can we add more?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As soon as we basically have $5,000 to give, we want to give it. Okay. So I know
we
have...
We don't want to keep it.
No, that's exactly. That's not the purpose behind it, is to really just get it out there when people need it. So, yeah. So, I mean, my goal for the pickleball tournament is at least $5,000 to fund one. If we have some other donations that come in as a result, you know, if we can get two out by the end of the year, and especially we're heading into the last part of the year during that time will be holidays and whatnot. So it'll be an important time to be able to support people.
We got a lot of things to do. Your other events, again, we're looking to keep those. The Santa Claus thing that works pretty good. That's always a very good one. That goes pretty fast too. If you miss that sign up by a day, I'm sorry.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, we definitely love having it. It's just such a feel-good event, and having breakfast with Santa and having so many little kids coming in. And I think that the important thing that we've always emphasized with that is just getting kids in the hospital in a happy time and not in an emergent time, or
which is not the best of their time. Yeah.
Right. Not when they're coming into the ER with a broken arm or something. So we want to bring them in, have them familiar with the hospital, get you know, community members of all ages.
Sure. That's one thing, and we're seeing more community projects from the hospital for the foundation. I mean, there's only so many of you there. There's only so much you could do. Having these regular fundraising opportunities, then you can keep your focus on doing that. Work seems to be a lot more successful for it.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of
not
this
that
has
you
been,
don't help with the others too.
Well, right. Well, and I mean, this has been a lot of it has been really driven by Michaela's presence over the last couple of years and her desire to want to have us out in the community more. So the Food for Kids was another successful year this year, another successful summer of providing meals to kids and families throughout the summer months. Yeah. And then things like we're going to have a ladies' night coming up, which the foundation is going to be a part of, and we want to continue to keep our name out in front of people in the community. And I've always said that. That was really one of my taglines, so to speak, when I started, was I really wanted the foundation to be a household name. And so whatever we can do to continue to build that relationship with the community is really a priority.
Now, I was going to say some of the things you do, educating, empowering you. Again, the podcast now, these kinds of things are things that can keep the foundation out in front of people too and say, we are here to help. We are here part of the community.
Yes, absolutely. And just as a side note, since you mentioned educating and empowering you, I know two things. We have gone back in person. We still offer it online and record it and put it out for people to listen to at another time that's more convenient for them. But we have gone back in person and we have been trying to advertise that. So I'm hoping we'll get a little bit built up and have people coming back in. But and at the same time, it's funny because over the years, Educating and Empowering You has been sometimes really easy to find programs and sometimes really challenging. And so right now, for whatever reason, I'm kind of in a challenging time where I'm looking for programs. So if anybody out there has any health-related programs they want to give, I'm all ears.
Well, I'm thinking we have, well, our new doctor's coming in.
Yes.
We have a bunch.
Yep.
They could just come in and visit, period.
Yeah. I think that is the plan for the podcast. There's going to be some doctors going to do the podcast. And then I know one of our doctors, one of the new orthopedic doctors, I believe they're wanting to get him in for the Educating and Empowering You.
Let people know about the services that are there, too.
Yes, exactly.
And that is, there's so many different things. Yeah. And after a while, you think, well, do I want to bring this one back again and stuff like that? So if people do have ideas, they can send you an email, drop you a note.
Sure.
Give you a call, leave a message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell Rachel.
Please, yes.
One or the other, just let us know. Because it gives you something, gives you some information on what might be of interest to people, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the meantime, yes, they could ask about what's going on with the construction. I did the helipad. You know, you can only do so many updates on a helipad.
I'm sure. Well, and I think they just put out a social media update yesterday. It was great. There's some great pictures. Yeah.
Hard to believe. Yeah. They expect to be done by the beginning of November.
Yes.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Amazing.
All right. So pickleball, that's going to be the big thing coming up. Looking for people to get signed up for it. Be looking for the QR code. I guess you got it out there somewhere.
Yes, we have it out there on those signs out by the pickleball courts, and then we are just literally finalizing all the registration information pretty much today. So we'll put that out on social media, out on the website, so any of those places, and then probably put something in the paper at some point too.
So for the Boone Hospital Foundation, you do the Endow Iowa, right?
Yes.
So for those that are, as you're getting towards the end of your calendar year and looking at where am I going to make contributions, what's going to be in the best interest of me, if you're into your tax people are doing Endow Iowa, good way to get more bang for your buck.
Absolutely. So we have been a part of the Endow Iowa, for years now. I can't even remember what year we started, probably right around that endowment. So at least 10 years, I'm guessing. It's an opportunity for people to get a 25% tax rebate back based on dollars that are allocated from legislation. So really, I know that most of the time those go through pretty quickly.
Sometimes
it goes into the next calendar year, but ultimately it's either this year or next year you're able to deduct it.
Which is why smart planning for this.
Exactly.
Good thing to do. So, and again, if people are, You said you're going to have the podcast with Shelley coming up, which, mm-hmm. by the way, she does investments. Mm-hmm. So when will that be? Do we have an idea, time frame, so that they can be looking for that and maybe hear some of her ideas and thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to time it that it's in November. And part of the reason behind that is, of course, it's getting close to year end. Mm-hmm. But we also always tap into that national campaign that's Giving Tuesday, mm-hmm. which is the Tuesday, I believe, after Thanksgiving, that gives the opportunity for people to pick their favorite charity, make an impact, just kind of all the things that we were just mentioning about making that greater impact. And then, of course, year-end giving is a time when often people are looking at where they want to maybe spend some charitable dollars. And so, yeah, she'll record, I believe, in October, but will air in November.
She is currently your president?
She is, yes. Okay.
Thank you, Shelley, for stepping up and doing that.
Yes.
She's done a few other things, too. So
very knowledgeable.
Her and that Boone 100 Club thing.
Yes. Yep. Very.
So, other board members?
Yes.
You got Chris. Charlie. Charlie Moffitt.
Yes. We have some great board members. I have an excellent board right now that is really engaged, really willing to do the work and step up. If I ask them to do anything, they seem to just be willing to jump right in. So, yes, Shelley Graybaugh is the president. Charlie Moffitt's my vice president. Joel Williams is the secretary treasurer, but he's getting near the end of his
tenure.
Final, yes, his final. I would hate to say sentence, but he's going to be done. He's served 9 years. I believe 2025 will be his year that we'll be replacing him. And then my other board members: Steve Dakin, Amy Landis, Jamie Ungs, and Renee Sharman are all excellent and just, again, willing to jump in and help, and I couldn't ask for a better board right now.
You've lost one or two that have been on here and all of a sudden gone on to the Board of Trustees.
Yes.
And so you can't do both.
Right.
There we go. So
right. Well, they're just so that good.
That's okay. Yes. They're interested, and it's a great way to be interested in helping out. Yeah. Other things about the foundation that we should pass along to people and let them know outside of get signed up for pickleball.
Yes.
Especially if you play. Mm-hmm. If you don't play, good luck.
Right. Well, we can, we actually do have levels that were involved in the whole pickleball thing. So it's a thing, Jim. It's a thing. I'm having to learn a lot about all of this. So yes, please do get signed up
all
for
I
that.
Say and is I don't do. Play against her son. Broken pickleballs. I mean,
I've heard they're a little competitive.
They are a little, yes, from what I hear. Those are grandparents.
Yes, they are. It's too funny. Well, so the other thing we have coming up, of course, too, in November will be the Harvest Festival. Yep. So another event coming up. And then in the meantime, we're always, again, looking for those Educating and Empowering You programs. We're going to be reviewing, actually, at our September board meetings, some capital requests from administration to fund about $100,000 worth of items that didn't make the capital budget, but they felt were kind of important and really matched the mission of what the foundation is doing, and then also a good way to get recognition out to the community of what it is we're doing for the hospital. So really looking forward to all of that, and then we'll go into year-end giving. It's just kind of like rolls one thing into another. So
I was going to say, the projects that you have picked up in the past, again, a lot of times it's just items that didn't make the capital budget, or something came up and all of a sudden here's an opportunity, and so you start to focus on raising funds for those particular projects. The safe room, that took a little while. That was a lot more work, I think, than when we started out. It grew quite a bit.
Yes, the safer room, I think it just was honestly one of those things that, again, it was a ripple effect a little bit still from the pandemic. There's things just not quite falling into place quite as quickly as we had hoped. So it did take a little bit longer. We do have some renovations that we're going to do in the rehab area, which, again, same thing. There's other projects and other moving parts that we're kind of always having to manage and maneuver around. So hopefully that will be starting up here before too long as well to get those updates completed too.
We'll keep busy. Keep busy. All right. The big thing is, remember, get signed up for pickleball if you're interested. If you want to help, be the light. If you have other ways, if you don't play pickleball and still want to support Project Be the Light, there's ways to do that too. So
sure. Absolutely.
Look forward to that. And can't wait to see what you come up with next.
Yeah. We're always trying to be creative and innovative. So
a lot of information available. Best way for people to follow along with what's going on. Obviously, you got the annual report out now. That's yes. easy. People could get a hold of a copy of that and see that. That'll be out there.
Yes.
Otherwise, they can go on online, Facebook.
Yep.
Easy
yep.
to follow along.
Yep. The annual report is on our website. Rachel's already put it up there so people can link right to it and read it right online on our website. And then, yes, honestly, we put so much out on social media and we found it to be the best platform to reach the masses. Yep. So Facebook, Instagram are primarily the two that we really hone in on. So yeah, check out any, we have events on there and anything that's happening as well. And we'll have, I know that the community loves the jewelry fair. We'll have that coming up in October as
well.
Coming
again?
Yeah, that's the auxiliary really puts that on, but we help them support in that. So.
Everything they get goes back into helping.
Yes.
Something as well. So
yes, they're amazing as well. So
Sarah Bain, our guest on our program, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.